Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're going to talk to Fox Sports NFL analyst and friend of the show, Brady Quinn, right now. Brady, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, guys. I'm just trying to keep up with all the stuff happening right now.
Yeah, good luck.
We're still within that legal tampering period. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so much for the rules and regulations of the NFL. Yep. Brady, by the way, I thought 2 days ago was nuts. And then what took place last night, we knew Le'Veon Bell was going to, as soon as he wasn't torn anymore from lack of money, we figured he'd sign with somebody. But last night, Odell Beckham, that surprised me. I just thought he was going to be stuck in with the Giants. Did not see it. Did you see that one coming?
Well, I didn't see it coming, because now if you're a Giants fan, you ask yourself, or if you're Eli Manning, who am I throwing to? I mean, is Sterling Shepard a legitimate one? No. I mean, he hasn't displayed that so far. Evan Ingram's good, but still developing at the tight end position. And then you got Saquon Barkley. So I'm just not really sure how that benefits you in the short term, because you're at the end of your career. And so from a Giants perspective, you're looking at it probably saying, all right, now they're looking at targeting probably a wide receiver high in the first round of the draft, because – you know, that's basically the only thing they can do at this point. There's really no one out there in free agency that's going to make the impact that Odell Beckham was going to make. So, you know, that's a little bit frustrating. The fact that general manager David Gettleman said multiple times they didn't sign Odell Beckham just to trade him. And obviously he went against his word. So the bottom line for the Giants is they're now rebuilding. And I wouldn't be shocked at all if they didn't take a quarterback at the top of the first round of this year's draft. With that number 6 overall pick, I believe it is, to eventually replace Eli Manning, because it seems like they're kind of thrown in the towel this year.
Yeah. I wonder who the quarterback is. Have you figured out, is it Haskins, who nobody's talking about, by the way, right now? It's all Murray, or could it even be somebody else in that group?
Yeah, it could be someone else. And now I think it's going to be Haskins. He's, to me, the top overall quarterback prospect in this year's draft class. Kind of checks all the boxes in regards to, you know, his size, not worrying about that, watching him be able to work through progressions and understanding what a defense is giving you. Extreme arm talent, very good accuracy. Doesn't necessarily move well in the pocket, but Giants fans are used to that with Eli Manning. So that shouldn't be too big of an issue. But Daniel Jones, the quarterback out of the Duke, he's the polarizing one, because when you watch him, you see why NFL teams would be excited about having him. He runs really an NFL-style system at Duke, or did. He's got that prototypical size, strong enough arm to make the throws. He is accurate, fundamentally sound, everything you're looking for, but you just wonder if he's already hit his ceiling. And that would be one concern and consideration is, when you look at a guy like Kyler Murray, he's an absolute playmaker. If things break down in the pocket, he can pick up some first downs with his legs and make some big-time plays. And that's really that X factor, even though he doesn't quite have the size or height. There's definitely some options for the Giants to look in the first round. It'll be interesting to see what happens. And let's not forget, too, today is Kyler Murray's pro day. So since we didn't get to see him throw at the combine, there'll be a lot of speculation as to, you know, how he throws today, what he runs in the 40, and then what he weighs in at. A lot of people thought he put on a ton of weight at the combine just to look bigger, and they're curious to see if he held on to the 206 pounds that he weighed in at the combine, and if that's what he'll be today, and if he can still run a 4.4, maybe in a 4.3.
Brady, do you ever think in the last 10 or 15 years that Cleveland would be the team to go to and the offense that we can't wait to see on Sundays? Because look what the Browns have done. Look what they've done in the last 2 years or so, putting this offense together with all these young guys. And now Jarvis on one side, Odell Beckham, Baker Mayfield, the possibility of Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb, David Njoku. I mean, this is a video game offense we're now looking at on paper.
No, it's by far the best in the AFC North, and they should be the favorite to win it. But this really just puts a lot of pressure on their really first-year head coach, Freddie Kitchens. The guy's never been a head coach before. And now you've got all this talent. What can you do with it? Because we see teams with lesser talent, but great coaching or great quarterback, and Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, constantly dominate this league. So just because they've got all these pieces set now doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be able to go on a run if Freddie Kitchens can't put them in the right position. But look, this is what you get when you get a general manager in John Dorsey who knows how to evaluate football guys. He's not into the all as much into the analytics and all that. He's just going to bring in talent. He's going to bring in playmakers to help this team. So credit to him, the job that he's done. But remember, they did this through trades and the draft. If you look at, for example, Landry, who was traded for, Odell Beckham traded for, Antonio Callaway, who was drafted. Those are their top three wide receivers. And Joku, you mentioned, drafted. So it's not as if they're able to recruit a bunch of guys via free agency to come to Cleveland, unless they're going to pay them. But even Olivier Vernon, they got him in a trade. So a lot of the pieces that they're building onto this team right now, they're having to acquire through the draft or through trades. Personally, I love that model. And I think the other thing that they're always battling is it's sometimes tough to convince free agents to come to Cleveland unless you just want to pay them an unbelievable contract that they're not going to find somewhere else.
Brady, Cleveland got real sexy. There's no question about it. It's a I think we're going to find out the time of their game is going to change a lot. Monday night, Sunday night, a lot of 4 o'clock games. Hey, I wanted to ask you this now. New Fox pregame college football. Urban Meyer, Reggie Bush, Brady Quinn, and Matt Leinart going head-to-head with ESPN. Were you? I know you're excited to be part of it. Did it surprise you a little bit that Fox decided to jump on it in the morning?
No. I think this was something that they've been looking at for a little while now and looking at the landscape that they've been able to build for the NFL. They've got the best pregame show that's been confirmed based on ratings. It's not opinion. It's factual. And I think they looked at their college football coverage and said, okay, what can we do to make this better? How can we kind of mimic what we're doing on the NFL side and create this in the college football realm? So that's what the goal and aim is. And, is it to be competitive with ESPN? Sure. Because honestly, no one's really challenged them. I mean, no
right.
One's really
they got their own show.
Any sort of pregame show. They've got a monopoly on it. So, obviously, that was some of the thought behind it, and I think they wanted to bring in guys who are a little bit more recent, who have credibility, and who feel like they could be good on TV together. So it's a great opportunity. I'm excited to be a part of it.
Man, it's a great. You're not going to move out there. All this stuff going on out there. You're not leaving South Florida, are you?
No. Believe me, I want to go for that. That was part of the negotiation.
Good stuff. Good for you, Brady.
I do not want to go with all the wackos out there and all that stuff.
You and Jimmy Johnson on us. That's beautiful.
Right. Yeah, you guys can fly in the same jet out there. That'd be fun out there. Brady, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. I know you're busy. And also from all of us here, because you come on the show, congratulations on getting on that Fox show on Saturdays. That's
great
stuff for you. We're excited for you.
Thanks so much, guys. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Brady Quinn, Fox Sports NFL analyst, and now on the big college football pregame show for Fox on Saturdays.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.